This is a Squiz podcast. We're your shortcut to being informed.
Squiz Kids!
It's your daily news fix. Fun, free, fresh.
Good morning and welcome to Squiz Kids Today, your fresh take on what's happening in the world around you. I'm Bryce Corbett. It's Thursday, June 30, in Squiz Kids Today. School holiday rain bomb. New Zealand's sky-high bunk beds, cockroaches from outer space, and the goat with the droopiest ears. That's what's making news, kids style.
The lowdown.
Just in time for school holidays, there's a big old cloud hanging over New South Wales and Queensland, promising a week ahead of cold and rainy weather. Perfect conditions for that beach getaway your parents have planned. From Sydney in New South Wales to as far north as Townsville in tropical Queensland, rain is expected to fall throughout the end of this week and into the weekend. In fact, some parts of outback Queensland and the Northern Territory, where it is normally what's called the dry season this time of year, are expected to receive record rainfall, and temperatures across parts of Queensland where the sun normally shines are predicted to dip down towards zero. Yikes! If you're heading in that general direction these school holidays, maybe pack some board games. Meanwhile, it will be a day of disruption in New South Wales today as teachers across the state go on strike. To go on strike means to not go to work, and teachers in both the public and the Catholic and independent school systems are walking off the job today to send a message to the New South Wales government that they are tired and stretched and feel both underpaid and overworked. Nurses in New South Wales are also going on strike, and train drivers will also be out on strike today. What with the weather being so wet and cold, sounds all in all like a good day to stay at home.
Spin the globe.
Each day we give the world globe a spin and find a news story from wherever it stops. And today we've landed in New Zealand, where the world's first sky-high bunk beds are being built. Air New Zealand, the national airline for our cuzzy bros across the ditch, announced yesterday that they were building a set of bunk beds into their new aeroplanes for passengers to stretch out and have a sleep when they're on long-distance flights. Called the Sky Nest, the bunk beds will be available to hire for four-hour stretches for anyone in economy wanting to stretch out and have an horizontal nap during their transcontinental trip. I would so do that. Sheets and pillowcases get changed every 4 hours with each new passenger that lies down. I must tell that to my teenage son. His sheets and pillowcases get changed every 4 months on average if we're lucky.
Spaced out.
The US space agency NASA wants its cockroaches back. What in the wide world of space exploration am I talking about? When NASA sent men to the moon back in the 1960s and 70s, the astronauts brought moon dust back to Earth with them. Scientists at the time fed that moon dust to cockroaches to see if there was anything toxic in it. Turns out there wasn't, and the cockroaches were fine. But the insects were never returned to NASA, and now they've popped up in an online auction. Or at least their preserved bodies have, because no cockroach lives that long. Someone is offering the moon dust insects for sale over the internet, where it's said they could fetch as much as $500,000. NASA have asked for their cockroaches back, saying they remain the space agency's property. $500,000 for a bunch of dead cockroaches? I have some here at home I'd be happy to give them for free.
Animal Kingdom.
And so to Pakistan we go, where a goat with the longest, droopiest ears on record has been born and is being celebrated throughout the land. Simba is a Nubian goat, which is a kind of goat common in Pakistan, where goats are raised for their meat and milk. She was born in the capital of Pakistan, a place called Karachi, earlier this month, and she has ears that would make Dumbo the elephant green with envy. The ears measure almost 50 centimetres in length and drag along the ground as she walks. Her owner adores her and is loving the newfound fame that his little goat friend has brought him. I've stuck a link in today's episode notes to photos of the baby goat for anyone who wants to check out the ears on this kid. Oh, that's me, the dad joke alarm. Get it? Baby goat? Kid? Oh dear, I'll show myself out. Hear that? That's the clock counting down to the Brisbane 2032 Olympic and Paralympic Games, which, if you can believe it, are only 10 years away. And to celebrate, the Australian Olympic Committee has launched Have a Go Month. And today's Olympic sport in the Squiz Kids spotlight is basketball. You've probably heard the name Paddy Mills before, right? He's the Aussie superstar basketball player who plays for the Brooklyn Nets all the way over there in the United States. And last year, he created history by becoming the first Indigenous Australian flag bearer at the Olympic Games. But before all that happened, he was just a kid from Canberra who loved to play basketball with his mates. There are so many possibilities when you have a go at Olympic sports. You could even be a future Aussie flag bearer at the Olympic Games. To have a go at the right sports for you and to find out more about Have a Go Month, go to haveago.olympics.com.au. And I've stuck that link in our episode notes. It's school holiday time! Some of you are already off on holidays, some of you finish up the school term at the end of this week. And while the Daily News podcast is taking a little break, we've got plenty of excellent Squiz Kids content for you to dive into these school holidays. By signing up to our Apple subscriber specials, you'll have access to our special school holiday Kids vs. Adult bumper quizzes. Our entire back catalogue of Squiz Kids shortcuts and our super excellent Squiz the World podcasts, where you get to visit a different country each podcast. Perfect for those school holiday road trips or long days at home. And the best bit, we've extended the free trial for a whole month. Search for Squiz Kids in the Apple Podcasting app and click on Give Me More. You'll be glad you did.
Time for the quiz.
This is the part of the podcast where you get to test how well you've been listening. Question number one. What country does Simba, the long-eared goat, live in? Yeah, that's right. She's from Pakistan. Question number two. What moon dust-eating insects is NASA trying to recover from an online auction? Yeah, that's right, they're cockroaches. Question number three. What is Air New Zealand sticking into its planes to make long-haul travel more comfortable? Yeah, bunk beds.
Shout-outs.
It's June 29. This is our second last episode for this school term. We've got one more day with you all tomorrow, then we're taking a break until Monday, July 18. It's also a special day for these Squiz Kids celebrating a birthday today. Astrid from Wagga Wagga, Amelia from Hill End, Lydia from Yass, Afan and Myra from Point Cook, and Lynn from Carlton. And classroom shout-outs today are going to Class 3FT at Christchurch Grammar School in Perth, and Class F6 and Mrs. Vella at Hammond Park Primary School, and Class F2 and Ms. Walsh also at Hammond Park Primary. And finally, a welcome shout out to Carolyn Rogers and her class at St. Columba's Catholic Primary School in South Perth, who have recently become fully fledged members of Squiz Kids for Schools. Thrilled to have you all aboard over there in WA. Don't forget, if you've got a birthday coming up and you want a shout out, or if you're after a classroom shout out, drop us a line at squizkids@thesquiz.com.au. And remember, if your birthday falls in the school holidays, we'll be keeping track and giving you a belated birthday shout out when we get back. Well, that's all we have time for. Thanks for listening to Squiz Kids today. We'll be back again tomorrow. In the meantime, get out there and have a most excellent day. Over and out.